BBC News, hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Syria's interim president, Ahmed al-Shara, has said his government will pursue the remnants of former president Bashar al-Assad's regime and bring them to trial after 2 days of violence in Latakia. A war monitoring group has accused government forces of massacring more than 160 civilians there, reportedly all from the Alawite minority to which the Assad family belongs. Lina Sinjab is in Damascus.
This is a time where the new authorities will have to change its behavior, will have to show that they have control over the troops that they send. And people are criticizing that they don't have control over their practices. And this is not the way that the country could stay together under one leadership that provides safety and security for the whole nation, regardless of their background or religion.
Donald Trump has said he's finding it difficult to negotiate with Ukraine days after cutting off US military aid and intelligence sharing to Kiev. Hours earlier, Mr. Trump had appeared to toughen his stance towards the Kremlin. The US is due to hold direct talks with Ukraine in Saudi Arabia next week. This report from Tom Bateman.
The Americans want President Zelensky to sign the deal that would give them a major stake in Ukrainian minerals and for him to agree to a quick truce with Moscow. President Trump said such a security guarantee could be discussed later and would be the easy part. Today, his positions have yo-yoed from first threatening already heavily sanctioned Russia with what he called large-scale sanctions and tariffs amid its intensifying bombardment of Ukraine to within hours saying Mr. Putin was acting as anyone else in that position would. Mr. Trump said he was frankly finding it more difficult to deal with Ukraine and added he didn't know if the Ukrainians wanted to settle the war.
Ukrainian officials say the latest Russian airstrikes have killed at least five people in the Donetsk region. The local governor said several high-rise buildings were damaged in the town of Dobropilya. Russian forces have been slowly advancing in Donetsk in recent months. A US pathologist has said the Hollywood actor Gene Hackman and his wife, the classical pianist Betsy Arakawa, both died of natural causes. Their bodies were found in their home in the state of New Mexico last week. With more details, here's Emma Hardy.
Investigators have been piecing together the couple's movements. They now say they believe Betsy Arakawa had died around a week before him. Test results showed she'd contracted a rare virus called hantavirus, which can be transmitted from animals to humans and can be fatal, and that Gene Hackman died a week later of cardiovascular problems. Investigators say Gene Hackman was also suffering from advanced Alzheimer's, and it's not clear whether he knew about his wife's death.
Emma Hardy reporting. World News from the BBC. The Greek government has survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament over its handling of the country's worst rail disaster. Last week, hundreds of thousands of people took part in demonstrations across Greece to mark the second anniversary of the train crash in which 57 people died. The leader of the Houthi movement in Yemen has said that unless Israel allows humanitarian aid into Gaza within 4 days, the group will resume its attacks on shipping in the Red Sea. Earlier this month, Israel blocked aid from entering the Palestinian enclave to pressure Hamas to accept an alternative ceasefire arrangement. A US federal court has sentenced the son of one of Mexico's most powerful cartels to life in prison for drug trafficking and illegal possession of weapons. Ruben Oseguera Gonzalez was once the second in command in the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Our America's regional editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
Ruben Oseguera Gonzalez, who's 35, will be transferred to a federal prison in California, where he was born and where he's due to spend the rest of his life. El Menchito, or the Little Peasant, as he's better known, was extradited from Mexico 3 years ago. He has been convicted of smuggling tons of cocaine into the United States. His defense argued that he was forced by his father to join the Jalisco New Generation cartel at the age of 14. Nemesio Oseguera González, known as El Mencho, is the cartel leader and Mexico's most wanted man.
There will be a new Formula One team on the starting grid next year. The US car maker General Motors has been given final approval to take part in the championship. Its team, the 11th in F1, will be named Cadillac after the firm's luxury brand. Motorsport's governing body, the FIA, has described Cadillac's entry as a transformative moment that will bring fresh energy to the competition. That's the BBC News.